B'shem Hashem, Nasa v'Natzliach. We're going to start the Maise Bet, Melech v'Kesar. Definitely much less popular than Ma'avidat Bat Melech. But this story, just to give a little warning, the actual content of the story is much more difficult than Avedas Bas Melech. The story is not like more of a popular story. There's a lot of strange things that happen. Obviously, Avedas Bas Melech is full of sodos of all the Bria and the Razin of the whole world. But on the surface level, you see that there's a plot. There's a very interesting narrative that's happening, as opposed to Melech v'Kesar. The actual narrative is very, very difficult, to the point that Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender said that, quoting from Rabbi Nosson, that the Maisa is an Elam Yimeni Legamri. I don't understand anything in this Maisa, and I don't even have Ramazim, and we don't find Likutei Halachos. Usually we find pieces of Likutei Halachos that talk about the Maisa to explain the Ramazim of the Maisa, but by Melech v'Kesar, Rabbi Nosson doesn't talk about it at all. Now, so why are we doing it? So I think that when Rabbi Nosson says, I don't know the Ramaz of Melech v'Kesar, I think we don't even understand what Rabbi Nosson is saying when he says he doesn't understand. So Baruch Hashem, there's a beautiful parish called from Bar Lev, the Orach Mishor, that I think he gives a workable explanation. It's not easy, but workable. Also just one little hakdam about this Maiseh, that Rabbi Nosson asked to say this Maisa, the first Maisa and this Maisa before he passed away. And the night before he passed away, the end of the Maisa ends with the words, V'shuvu lebeisam, amen v'amen. And Rabbi Nosson asked the Talmidim around him to keep on repeating these words, V'shuvu lebeisam, amen v'amen. And Rabbi Nosson was just looking at them, V'shuvu lebeisam, amen v'amen. And with this, the day after Rabbi Nosson passed away, so Rabbi Nosson died with this sipur of Melech v'Kesar on his lips. Okay, let's try. So Maisa b'Kesar echad. There is a Kesar. There's a Maisa with a Kesar. Shaloi lo banim. Gam Melech echad lo yav lo banim. And there's also a Melech that didn't have children. So we have two personalities here: the Kesar and the Melech. The Kesar is more of like the president of Israel. He's not actively running the kingdom. He's kind of like a figurehead that he's the head, like the Queen of England, Then you have the Prime Minister who's actually really doing everything, whereas the Kesar is just like a figurehead on top. Now the figurehead has a lot of power, which we'll get to in a minute, but it's more of just a figurehead at top. The Melech is actually running things. Now, according to the parish that we're going to go with, is basically he gets into a very, very, very deep Kabbalah of the Arizal, connecting the Kesar and the Melech to Chachma and Bina. In the world of Sfiros, Chachma and Bina. And in the world of Partsufim, we have Olamos, Sfiros, Partsufim. Those are the three axioms that the Arizal is dealing with. And the connection of Chachma and Bina is also Abba and Ima. And in order for Abba, in order for something to be created in this world, as we know, the Abba and Ima have to come together. So too in the spiritually, there's a spiritual Abba and there's a spiritual Ima that have to come together in order to create in this world. Now, usually what happens is that the Ima is awoken up by her children. The Bina is both masculine and feminine. The Ima is awoken up by her children, and by her waking up by her children, she wakes up the Abba, which is Chachma, and the Chachma is awoken up. When Chachma and Bina are working together, so that gives forth the ben and the bat, the son and the daughter, which is the Zer Anpin and the Zer Anpin de Nukva. Zer Anpin is the six midos, which we say is Teferet, but they're all the six midos from Chagat Nehi, not Malchus. And the Zer Anpin de Nukva is the Malchus. Okay, obviously this is all above our heads, and me included. I'm just kind of trying to give this over, but I think we can make some sense of it. That we have the Kesar, we basically, what's happening is here, as you could say, Maisa Bereshis, that we want to create the world. The problem is, we have Chachma and Bina, but they don't have any children. The children is the world. And we want to bring together Chachma and Bina to create the world. But in order for Chachma and Bina to come, in order for Bina to influence Chachma, the Bina has to be influenced from what's from the Nukva, from the Malchus, from the bottom of the world, from the children. But there's no children. So how did Hashem create the world when there's no children to excite the Bina in order to set off the Chachma? There's another thing called Erech Anpin, which is the Saba, the grandfather. We're not going to get into that right now. So the Kesar represents the Chachma. The Chachma is that it's beyond this world. It's not getting involved with this world. The Kesar doesn't get involved. He doesn't get his feet dirty in all of the going to war or putting this person on judgment or dealing with the fiefdom. The Kesar doesn't deal with that. That's Chachma. Whereas Bina is the next level, and the Bina is dealing with the world. It is dealing with Mishpat. It is dealing with the actual running of the fiefdom, and that's the Melech, and that's Bina. And in order for Chachma to be activated, the Bina has to activate the Chachma. And how does the Bina get activated? That is from the children. But there is no children here. The Kesar didn't have children, and the Melech didn't have children. So what we're going to try to find here is the connection with how do we connect Chachma and Bina before the children are around. The Kesar went all the way down to the land. And to find out how to be excited and how to activate. Maybe there's going to be some Eitzer Trufa to be Molid Banim. Meaning to give forth and to bring something to the world. So to the Bina was lonely, the Bina didn't see its children, and therefore the Bina can't come to the Chachma, and the Bina also wants to know, well, how do I create anything here without the children? And it happened to be that they're in one pundak. Pundak represents like the lower of the world. It's like the inn, it's the tavern. It's that they come down to this world, the Chachma and Bina, the Chachma, the jappy Bina, the Chachma, which doesn't have anything to the world, and the Bina is also a little bit jappy, because the Bina is just taking from the children. I don't go to places like that. My children do, and my children will give back to me. But they have to go down to this place called the Pundak. The Pundak represents the place of Taivas Rose and Midos, and basically the place of the Zer Anpin. The Zer Anpin is the Midos. And they have to go down, the Chachma and Bina, which never go down, they're going down to the place of the Midos. But Bina and Chachma never knew each other, because Bina, again, only activates Chachma from the children, but the Bina never had any interaction with Chachma, because it had no reason to activate the Chachma, because there was no children. And then we have this connection between Chachma and Bina. Nimus Shamalchus. The Kesar sees that Bina, the Melech, has Nimuse Malchus. And there's Nikudas Tovas, is that they went down to this Pundak in a bad place, but the Kesar seeing with there's something about this Melech that's different. And he asked, what's different about you? You know, Olam Haza, I thought it was supposed to be a bunch of people and you know, beer drinkers, and who are you? And he says, I'm the Melech. And the Melech also recognized, even though they were in the Hastara, the Bina represented the Chachma. The Ima recognized the Abba. The Bina recognized the Chachma. And they both told each other that they're going for Banim. They're going to bring Nachas Ruach to the bottom, because that's what the Chachma and Bina, again, cannot be activated without the children. But so they needed children, and both of them, Veniskashu Shneim, and both of them came together, both the Kesar and the Melech. V'shiyavu lebeitam v'yaldin eshoseim, and they made a pact that they're going to go home. Again, the Chachma and Bina are not necessarily coming together, because they're not they're not 100% Zachar Nekeva. Because again, Bina is not always Nekeva. So, but they go and Shiavul Beitam Vilodunishosayim, and they should go back to their wives, which is the Nekeva, and they should have children. Zachar Nekeva, and they're going to have a Zachar and a Nekeva, which is their Anpin and their Anpin the Nukva, which together, the Midos, they awaken up the Bina, and the Bina activates the Chachma, and then we have the creation of the world. And we're going to make a Chasana between the children. V'nasa akesa lebeisa v'holid bas. V'amelech nasa lebeisa v'holid ben. So the Kesar went to his house and had a daughter, and the Melech went to his house, and the Melech had a ben. The Kesar, which represents Chachma again, his daughter is bas, which is Malchus, and the Melech has a ben, which represents the Zer Anpin, which represents the six Midos. And eventually, the rest of the story is in order to bring the Bain and Bat together, in order to bring the Zer'anpin, the Zer'anpin, the Nukva, in order to bring the six Midos and the Malchus together, because if you have just Malchus by itself, the Malchus can't affect the world, has nothing to bring to the world. The Malchus doesn't have anything, as we talk about many, many times by David HaMelech, the Malchus doesn't have anything of its own. So therefore, if it's not receiving from the Ben, there's nothing to give to the world. And on the other hand, if you just have a ben, if you just have the Zer'anpin without the Malchus, then the ben cannot give to this world. Because although he has all the Midos, he doesn't have the ability to translate it into the world, which is the Mid of Malchus. And therefore, in order for the world to be created, we need the ben and the bat to meet together. But what happens? Vayiskashus nishkach mehem. The Iskashus, this whole idea of them coming together is forgotten. It's forgotten. And they don't come together. Why did it forget? What happened that they forgot to get together? We'll pick that up next time. We'll leave it there. That Bina is trying to get together with Chachma. But Bina can only get together with Chachma if there's a Ben and a Bat coming together, with the Zer'anpin, Zer'anpin, Nuk, the Midos and the Malchus joining together. But in the end, V'nishtachumem, that connection, that Shidduch, was forgotten. And the rest of the story is going to be a whole journey of putting the Ben and the Bat together, putting the Zer'anpin, putting the Midos and the Malchus together. In other words, I'm going to say it in other words, you know, we talked about Olamos, which is the world of Keser is connected to the world of Atzilus, of Adam HaKadmon, and Chachma is connected to Atzilus, and Bin is connected to Yitzira. And in order for them to connect to the world, we need the world of Asiya, which is the world of the Ben and the Bas. That's in the world of Olamos. In Partzufim, we talked about the Abba, Im, and the Ben and the Bat. In the world of Sphiros, we talked about Chachma and Bina, and the six Midos and Malchus. And there's a disconnect between everybody, and therefore the world cannot be created. Nothing could be created here. And the whole journey of the story is, how do you put together the Ben and the Bat? The Ben and the Bat in the world of Midos. This is another one, but we're kind of adding it on. I don't think the Arizal talked about this. You have Olamos, Partzufim, and Sphiros. And then what translates down to the lower world with the Olam Asiya is in the world of how that translates for one's relationship with Hashem. And you could say that the Ben and the Bat is Emuna and Das. Das and Emuna. The Ben is Das, which is the Midos, and Malchus is Emuna. And you need both Das and Emuna. You need Das, which is the knowledge, the wherewithal, understanding halachas, shas, and poskim, history, all of the knowledge that we get. And Emunah is that Emunah Pshuta, where in order to put all that knowledge and to put it into action, and the Das and the Emunah, which is the Ben and the Bat, are not coming together. And this whole story is a journey of Emunah and Das being joined together, and what separates them, and how many nisyonos they have into this world in order for the Ben and the Bas together. And the whole point of the Ben and the Bas, Amun and Das, to come together is to affect the Bina, and the Bina then affects the Chachma, and there's a Yichud between Ab and Ima, and then we have the world. So, Bezer Hashem will continue.